B'tachin for Life, Shir 977, Monday, Parshias Matas Masei. One of our listeners reached out with the following question. If someone did terrible averis when they were young, is it still possible for them to have B'tachin? How can they rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom that he will send them the Yeshua if they seemingly do not deserve it because of the terrible things that they've done? Now, the truth is, we discussed this question many times in previous Shirim, in the early Shirim, how the concept of B'tachin, Chazal tell us, is afilu rasha b'teach b'shem chesed yisevevenu, even if a person is a rasha rachmana litzlan, and he has reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbeinu Shalom will save him, the Rabbeinu Shalom will surround him with chesed. But now that we're discussing the concept of Imay Anechi B'tzara, the idea is much more powerful. And let's understand how it works. We have to realize that the Rabbeinu Shleilim is constantly showering us with endless bracha and atzlacha. Endless yeshuas. Every time we wake up in the morning, every time we walk around, there are endless favors that the Rabbeinu Shleilim is helping us with. Making our hearts work, our kidneys work, our brains work, etc., etc. The body is so complex, and the Rabbeinu Shalom constantly keeps it functioning. A person needs so many favors to be able to constantly exist. For someone to think that specifically in a certain area, I'm not going to be Zeicha to Yeshua, because I did Averis when I was young, or because I have Averis today, is simply ignoring what the Rabbeinu Shalom constantly does for us. Imay Anoichi B'tzara means that the Rabbeinu Shalom lives with us. He is constantly giving us, he's constantly showering us with endless bracha, with endless yeshuas. We wouldn't be able to survive even one moment without the Rabbeinu Shalom's intervention. Not just intervention, but without the Rabbeinu Shalom constantly taking care of us. So the question is, could we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we have Averis? The answer is, we have to rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom if we have Averis, because else we can't exist. The Rabbeinu Shalom constantly showers us with endless favors, even though we have Averis. Yes, there is a concept of punishment, but generally speaking, the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world with chesed, even if we don't deserve it. He just wants us to rely on him. When we rely on him, he will continue to shower us with bracha. Now, the only reason why we suspect that the Rabbeinu Shalom will not help us in certain areas is because we feel like we're in an Eis Tzara. We feel like there's something different about this specific area, whether a person is struggling with parnasa, with health, with a shidduch, whatever it is. But to the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no difference. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save you from your tzara, or to help you breathe, to make your heart pump, etc., etc. There's no difference. He's doing that, he'll help you from your tzara too. As long as you rely on him.